In our previous year, we began a discussion about the uniqueness of nidrate stalker, whereby nidrate stalker, it could be that as soon as somebody undertakes that obligation, that the obligation becomes a full-fledged obligation like any other loan obligation, for example. And therefore, even if the person who took on the obligation, Rachmana Litzlan, passes away, that obligation carries over to his children. The Gemara Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, teaches us, who gavra d'taka l'chavri, there was one person that did damage to another person. And the amount of the damage wasn't very significant. Amalai hu gavra, it was only a half a zuz. So the person who was injured said, hoil u'dapalga d'zuzuhu, since the entire amount of the damage is just a half a zuz, lo be'ino, I don't want that half a zuz. Half a zuz, nice for l'aniyim, give it to l'aniyim. Hadama, but then he changed the mind, and he said, nice for nearly, give it to me. Ezel for avri boy nafshoi, I want to use it for my doctor bills. Omle, Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, you can't change your mind. Kvar, zoch b'aniyim. Once you said, give it to l'aniyim, it became the money of the poor people. And Rabbi Yosef continues, even though there are no poor people physically here, anan yad anim anan, we are the extended yadaim of danim. So Pasha Pshat, the way many Rishonim learn, and we're going to explain about that now, Rabbi Yosef was saying that there was a kinyan mamet shloshtim, I represented danim, and that's why I became danim's, it already became the money of danim. The Rif, in fact, quoting Rabbeinu Rav Haigoin, explains that the reason it becomes Daniim is because Rabbi Yosef, the Gabbai Tzedakah, was zoichin the money on behalf of Daniim. However, the Rif disagrees. And the Rif says that when it comes to tzedakah, there's a new concept that we need to apply. And that's the concept of Amirasa L'Gavoya K'Misirasa L'Hedyot. There's a klal in Shas that even though, as we said earlier, you always, whenever you're going to transfer assets, you always need to make a kinyan. But when it comes to Kegdish, as soon as you take on that obligation, that is considered a full-fledged kinyan. And says the Rif, that is the halacha by tzedakah as well. The Machna Ephraim wants to make a distinction. He wants to say that there's a difference if the item that you're giving for tzedakah is physically here, it's a concept that we spoke about briefly in our previous year as well, where the item is physically here, there we say, Amirasa L'Gavoya K'Misirasa L'Hedyot, not if it's only an obligation, but not on a specific item. But really, this question depends on what is the reason why Amirasa L'Gavoya K'Misirasa L'Hedyot. The Meiri, quoting a Yerushalmi, says, the Pasuk says, L'Hashem Oretz U'Meloyo. Everywhere we are, the entire universe is the place of Hashem. So as soon as I obligate something to Hashem, he's able, kavyochol, he makes the kinyan, takes the ownership. But there's another explanation offered by the Rishonim. And that is, because since there's a halacha, a moitzei sfasecha tishmor, that you're obligated to fulfill your pledges, that creates a kinyan. So now, if we're going to say that Amirosul Gavoya, Kimisrosul Hedrit, is connected to the concept of Lashem Arotz Meloyoi, that doesn't necessarily apply by Neim. But if we say that it's connected to the concept of Moitzev Sasecha Tishmor, that you're obligated, that once you make a nether, you're obligated to fulfill that nether. And since you're obligated to fulfill that nether, that makes a kinyan. So that applies by a neim as well. And indeed, the opinion of the Arzarua as well is that by tztok we say Amira Lugvoya Kim Rosa Lahajit. The Machna Ephraim, in explaining the opinion of the Rosh, similar to what he said earlier, wants to differentiate where you designated to who you're going to give the tzedakah to specific aniyim versus when you take a pledge in a more ambiguous manner. The Ramban seems to hold that by tzedakah we say Amiros L'Gvoya K'misros L'Hedjit. The Tor in Yerideya Simresh Nunches says Amiros Odom L'Gvoya K'misros L'Hedjit L'Fikoch Mishenod Tzedakah I Efshir Lachzabai. Very clear that the opinion of the Tor is that by tzedakah we say Amira L'Gvoya K'misrosa L'Hedjit. But even though that's what the Torah says, if you look in the Beis Yosef and Simen Kuf Chof Hei, says the Beis Yosef, very sharp words, Zushigra D'Lishna, the Torah just used words, but the Torah did not really mean it to be taken that literally. Because he says that we only say Amira L'Gvoya K'misros L'Hegdish by Hegdish, not by Tztaka. And Tztaka is not considered Amira L'Gvoya. When we speak about the opinion of the Ramah, if we look in the Ramah, in Yoyredei is Simen Reish Nun Ches, Sif Yud Gimel, says the Ramah, Kol Amira Sheyesh by Ravach L'Tztaka, any obligation that would bring benefits Tztaka, Amira Ba K'mesira, we consider it like a Mesira as if you made a Kenyan. And similarly, in Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Reish Yud Beis Sif Ches says the Ramah Le'inyan Tztaka Me'ila Gam Machshava Kehegdish, that by when you speak about Tztaka, just a mira, just an obligation, obligates one to Hegdish. So it seems from here that certainly according to the opinion of the Ramah, and it's not, and the opinion of the Torah, although it's not clear according to what the Beis Yosef, the halacha will be that we say Mira L'Gvoya K'misira L'Hedjit. So now it turns out to be a very interesting situation. Because in our previous year, we quoted a machloikis of the Beis Yosef and Daftis Rachel versus the Ramah in the Shalos Tshuvos Ramah. Where in that discussion, it turned out that the Beis Yosef is much stricter than the Ramah where there was an obligation. So it could be that the Beis Yosef will be stricter by general obligations, and therefore, according to the Beis Yosef, the children have to fulfill it. The Ramah is not as strict by general obligations, but the Ramah is stricter when it comes to tzedakah. So no matter how we look at it, whether we follow the opinion of the Beis Yosef, or whether we follow the opinion of the Rama, if a parent took on a tzedaka obligation, the children would be obligated to fulfill that obligation, either because children are always obligated to fulfill their parents' obligation, the opinion of the Beis Yosef, or because when it comes to tzedaka, we say Amira Legvaikum Sira Lahejit, and therefore as soon as the parent took on that obligation, the children are obligated to fulfill that obligation. The only time the Chassam Sofer in the Shas HaTshuvas Chassam Sofer Simen Kuf Tezvav Choshem Mishpat would say that maybe it would be different is if the parent took on to give a specific item to Hegdish, that item wasn't in existence during the life of while the parent was alive, and then the item came in existence only after they passed away, that there the obligation, because it was a Davar Shel Abel Olam, is a very weak obligation, there maybe the halacha would be that the children would not be obligated to fulfill that pledge. And all other situations, based on the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Achronim that we've now quoted, even if the parent just made a pledge while they were alive, it seems there would be the obligation of the children to fulfill that pledge, even though the parents were never able to themselves fulfill it.